It's your local station, Radio Life and Style. And speaking of paradise, I told you we'd have a special interview coming your way right now. And, well, you can call it paradise, you can call it utopia. We recently had a little chat on the morning show about an exciting local brand that is branching out and going nationwide, really. Utopia Memorable Luxury Holidays. And as part of our Women's Month special roundup of interviews, we're getting to introduce you to some really exciting, dynamic, game-changing ladies of the Dolphin Coast, and one of them is in the studio with me this morning for the second time in a relatively short space of time. I'm really excited to have Elspeth de Blanche back in the studio on the microphone. She is the dynamic creator and proprietor behind Utopia Memorable Luxury Holidays. And Elspeth, how are you on this thrilling Thursday?
I'm well, I'm you, thanks Mike.
Great, did you have a good Women's Day yesterday?
I had a lovely day, thank you.
Fantastic, you're looking refreshed and relaxed and recharged and ready for the rest of the year ahead. And look, we had a great chat the other day talking about Utopia Memorable Luxury Holidays, which has burst onto the scene as the holiday accommodation industry continues to rebound post-COVID. You have really been making a name for yourself with the Utopia, which you founded way back in 2016, if I'm not mistaken, hey?
That's correct, yes.
Recognized for your hands-on approach, you remain deeply engrossed in all facets of the enterprise, guaranteeing that each guest encounters an extraordinary vacation in one of the thoughtfully selected self-catering properties within your portfolio on the Dolphin Coast. And of course, teamwork makes the dream work, supported by a remarkable team, which boasts a cumulative 3 decades of experience in the field. Utopia Holidays has become synonymous with top-notch quality self-catering holiday accommodation, and as we discussed just the other day, one of the primary factors contributing to the allure of Utopia Holidays lies in the strong collaborations with local enterprises and partnerships with nearby eateries, excursion operators, wellness providers, and activity organizers. Utopia Holidays surpasses expectations by enhancing the value of every guest reservation. This distinctive network of partnerships guarantees that visitors can relish exclusive experiences and gain access to a diverse array of services during their stay. That's the Utopia Luxury Holiday promise. And now that you know that, let's get to know the lady behind the brand. Elspeth, this is all about you. And I want to find out, as a successful woman in business, do you have any secret productivity hacks or morning routines that keep you energized throughout the day?
Mike, thank you for the lovely introduction. To be honest, I'm quite a routine person.
Really?
So yes. So if that routine goes out the door in the mornings, then I kind of feel like I'm struggling to find my feet.
So you want to make sure that you start the day the right way, in your routine, in your groove,
yes.
And then it's like you're waking up on the right side of the bed. Everyone's happy after that.
Exactly. So when I have to rush out in the mornings without having to put my face and my makeup on, then I often feel so, I almost feel underdressed if that happens. But yeah, that's just a small part of the mornings for me.
So routine to help you win the day. That's a good little takeaway. I mean, I can relate to that. And how do you handle stress and stay positive during challenging times? And obviously, you've had a roller coaster ride in recent years in your business and your industry. What's your secret?
Mike, I think challenges and things that challenge you in business is probably an opportunity for growth.
Yeah.
So I try and focus on the positive. If the situation is out of my control, then I rather focus on something that is within my control. And I go back to the drawing board, I start planning again, and I try to put myself in a situation that would put me in a better position after the challenges are over. If it's a challenge that's not within my control, such as our dear COVID and
sure.
The riots and all of those things that we've had and over the past few years in our area as well. So, back to the drawing board, focus on the positive, replan, regroup, and take it from there.
There you go. And focus on what you can influence as opposed to those things that are just beyond your control, hey?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. So, you see, you got a good head on your shoulders here. And I want to know, what your favorite motivational quote or mantra or saying is that you refer to or remind yourself of when things get tough?
So I've recently taken on more than what I would have in the past.
You were not saying you've bitten off more than you can chew. You've taken on a new level of commitment.
I've put myself out there, so let's see. And every now and again, then I think to myself, goodness, can I really do this?
Yeah.
So I've come across a little quote that says, "Sis, if you weren't capable, the opportunity would never have come your way. You belong." So wow. I'm going to try and believe in that when I doubt.
That's awesome. That's some powerful stuff. Some deep nuggets of gold we're getting in this interview this morning. And I'm taking notes here. Can you share your personal hobby or an interest outside of work that brings you joy and balance? Because it's so easy to get completely consumed by work mode.
Yes.
How do you sort of switch off and bring that balance back?
Sure. I believe in a healthy body creates a healthy mind. So for me, it's all about inner health that will create a balanced mental health as well.
Mm.
So I've got a personal trainer, Eunice Matthews, that I train with. I train with her a few times a week. And I love spending time with my kids and our two little long-haired sausages. outdoors, I do feel that really just recharges and resets the mindset.
Brilliant. So you've got that balance going on, which, I mean, that's why you're in the spotlight here. You've figured it out. And in your opinion, what are the top three qualities that have contributed most to your success in business, would you say?
I would probably say integrity, always being trustworthy and honest, and doing business always black and white for me. Perseverance, obviously. If something doesn't work, just push through, keep on going, try again, try a different route, and in time you'll get to that final end goal. And lastly, I feel that I'm very goal orientated, so I love chasing a little carrot in front of my nose.
At least you know that about yourself, eh?
Yes.
And for those that might have caught our last interview, or maybe have just heard your voice today for the first time in this chat, and are keen to find out more about Utopia, your exciting brand that is going places on the memorable luxury holiday resort front, either as possibly a guest or a referring guest your way, or possibly interested in joining your expanding network of exciting accommodations, what's the smartest way to reach out, to get in touch, and to find out more about you and your world?
I think the best way would be to follow us on social media under Utopia Memorable Luxury Holidays. We are on all social medias. People can also visit our website on utopiaholidays.co.za. For information on homeowners that are considering to list with us, there's a List With Us tab on the website that has a lot of relevant information on.
Hey, there you go. And this is definitely a story that we're going to be watching keenly with anticipation as it continues to go from strength to strength. Utopia Memorable Luxury Holiday Resorts, Memories, the brand.
And Retreats.
Retreats, that one. And the lady behind the brand, Elspeth Tablanche, the dynamic creator and proprietor. And you've heard a little bit of the story here on Radio Life and Style. I hope we're going to be able to hear more in the not-too-distant future, Elspeth. And wishing you a wonderful Women's Month and a wonderful 2023. What's left of it? The best is yet to come. Summer's coming.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the time, Mike.
You heard it here on Radio Life and